speak about the Medrash that I want to speak about. You know, I live almost 2 hours away from here, and I travel back and forth a lot. And in the summer, I don't travel at all, as little as possible. So I try not to drive. At the beginning of the summer, I took my car keys, I gave it to my son, I said, have a car. Over the summer, people asked me a lot, you know, it comes up when I'm around, so what do you do during the year, and so on. Landers, where is that? It's in Queens. Why do you do that? And when you're away from it for a while, you could forget. And you could start asking yourself, why do I do that? That's crazy. And especially the days that I'm here for a full day and I stay away from my family, it really is something that when I'm sitting in the summer thinking about it, I'm like, I leave my family for a while, two nights a week. I just want to share with you, just out of a sense of a closeness, I just want to share with you that when I walk in here, all the kashas disappear. And the same thing is true for my family, by the way. When they come here, they feel the same way. There's such a special vibrancy here. And every yachid here is so precious. And there's something so unique going on. Just to have a place in 2024, guys in college sitting on a Thursday night at 10:30 at night, singing their hearts out, Shari Shamayim Psach, it's a schus to be here. It's a schus and it fills me with a tremendous amount of simcha and yishuv hadas. And I just felt like if I was feeling it, I should say it. It's just very, very important. And what's going on here is not usual. There's something very, very, very unique here. And it's something that I appreciate and something that I know that as you go through your lives, you're going to appreciate. And I also want to thank our musicians behind me. It's a... I appreciate them lending their talents and their time. And being ma'ayiras, it's a big schus. You can't put that schus into words. The people that help you, like lift your heart up into the world of music. It's not a pashtazach. So when Max got up to speak on Friday night, so he kind of apologized to me that part of the speech I had heard before. And I reminded him that I told him to write it down before. Okay, hopefully that will happen. But because I was hearing the Medrash for the second time, and the Klei Yikar, I believe, for the second time, So I was very taken by it then, as you remember, and I was taken by it again, all over again, and I spent time thinking about it, and I have a pshat in this Medrash, and I worked on it for a while. It's very, very, very Nogea L'maisa, as you'll see. We could walk out of here with a new kinyan based on this pshat. And I didn't have 100% clear raya that I was right. And two nights ago, I was in my shul in Waterbury, and I was looking over the Medrash, and I found a yalkut on a pasuk in Tehillim, and it was a clear raya that I said the right pshat. And Baruch Hashem, there weren't too many people there. I started dancing in the room, in the shul there. I found a pshat in the Medrash. And it's not just stam a pshat, it's a pshat that could carry you through Elul. So, the Medrash is the second to last Medrash in Megillas Eicha. And the Medrash describes a conversation between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a fascinating conversation, and if you try to think deeply about it, you could get stuck. You know, sometimes when you learn a medrash, you feel like you want to understand it, but you don't want to understand it too well, because then you're going to have kashas. But that's not a way to learn. You have to understand it very well. So I'm going to tell you the medrash, and then we're going to try to delve a little bit deeper into it, with the goal, within a few minutes, of walking out of here with a chizuk for our elul. The medrash says that Klal Yisrael turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knesset Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's your job to bring us back. Something happened here between us. Max, when you were talking, I whispered to my wife, it's like two people that get into an argument. They're like, you apologize first. No, you apologize first. It almost sounded that way a little bit, the Medrash, right? Klal Yisrael turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, bring us back, and then we'll come back. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva. Bring us back, and then we'll come back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Klal Yisrael and says, no, it doesn't work that way. Klal Yisrael responds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Heilige Medrash. Klal Yisrael responds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, Shelchai, it's your job. You first. As the Pasuk says, Shuva Elai v'oshuva Aleichem. You return to me, and then I'll return to you. You apologize first. So Klal Yisrael says back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, it's your job. Because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kapitel Pehei, it says, Shuveinu Elokei Yishenu. Return us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Medrash says, and that's what it means, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha V'nashuva. End of that part of the Medrash. So, what's the conversation here? What's the background? And what's the conclusion? We found the third Pasuk. And if the conclusion is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us back, so what does the Pasuk Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha V'nashuva mean? And if the Raya was from Shuveinu Elokei Yishenu, why does it say, and that's what it means, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha. This Medrash, although Max presented it beautifully, is really, in a certain sense, if you start peeling away the layers, you start losing it. What is the Medrash saying? What's going on here? So I want to talk to you about the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei for a minute, because it's anyway a good conversation to have. And a mashal, as we like to do, mashalim are our favorite. And then we'll get back to the Medrash, and I guarantee you it's going to taste better than the Chinese. The Chinese is good, but I guarantee you it'll taste better. Okay? Before Shemoneh Esrei, in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we get up in front of Hashem, and we say, Hashem, Sfasai tiftach ufi yaget tehillah secha. Open my lips and let me say your tehillahs. In other words, I can't daven without you, Hashem, so please open my lips. Right? Now, is Hashem Sfasai Tiftach also a tefillah? Yes. Did you say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach on it? Eila Dora Seif. You know, what I'm trying to say is, like, I'm davening. Now I say a tefillah about my davening. What's the message here exactly? What's the point? Why am I starting Shemoneh Esrei with Hashem Sfasai Tiftach? I think it's a very, very deep message. Very deep and very simple. And that is like this. I get up to daven, I feel like I have a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's my side, and there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side. Be'ez Hashem, in a few weeks, I'm going to bring you a raya from Pesukim in the Torah. But for today, let's leave it with a tefillah. There's my side, there's your side. I will daven, you respond to my tefillahs. I'm a tzaddik, I get up and I daven, so that's what I'm doing. I'm doing my thing. And now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to do yours. You respond. It's a little bit ridiculous because I can't daven without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're like, my side is also his side. My mashal, this is one of my favorites. I feel like I'm saying that a lot lately, but this is one of my favorites. Is when a bar mitzvah bacher, I was by a bar mitzvah on Sunday afternoon. The bar mitzvah bacher gets up, many of you did this, and say, I did it also, but I did it in Yiddish. And say, I would like to thank my amazing parents. Who wrote that speech? The amazing parents. I love that they put in amazing. I really, you know. The amazing parents wrote the speech, right? But there's a lesson there. You know what the lesson is? You're my child. I have to teach you everything. I even have to help you thank me. I even do that. Not only do I do the chasadim for you, I then teach you how to say thank you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I do everything for you. I even help you ask me for what I do for you. And that's what we mean when we say Hashem Sfasai Tech. We're recognizing Hashem. I'm doing my thing. I'm davening. And you do your thing. You respond. But even my thing is your thing. Because without Hashem, I couldn't daven. I wouldn't have the words. I wouldn't have the seichel. I wouldn't have a mouth. I wouldn't be able to articulate words. I wouldn't be able to stand straight. I can't do anything without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to do something for him so that he could then respond to it. You know, it's like you're one day you'll have this. One day your 3-year-old will want to color you a birthday card, but she'll say, I don't know how. So you're going to sit there with the 3-year-old helping her color a birthday card for you so that she can give it to you so you can have nachas from her. That's what we do. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. He helps us stand up and daven and find the words and have kavana and focus and articulate and all the parts of tefillah so that he can go like, oh, that's a very nice tefillah, and then respond to it. Okay? What does that have to do with this? Listen to what's going on here. Klal Yisrael turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to tell you the narrative of the Medrash, and mitoich hadvarim, you'll hear where I got it from. We don't make up things, and people think that when it comes to Agada, it's okay to just start. We have to be able to. It has to be meduyak. So you'll hear in the way I'm saying it that it's meduyak. Klal Yisrael turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Hashem, bring us back. Why do they say that? Why are they insisting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you bring us back? Why don't they just do tshuva? You know why? Because they don't know how. Let's think about us. Because they feel buried. Because they don't know if there's a way back. Because it's very heavy. Because it's difficult. Because they feel like every Yom Kippur, they find themselves saying Vida for the same Averis again. They feel down, and they feel sapped of energy. They say, Hashem, I can't do this. You have to help me. Bring me. I can't do it. You do it. You bring me. If you bring me back, I'm happy to come back. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha, v'nashuva. We'll come back. I just can't do it myself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns back to Klal Yisrael and says, no, it's your job to do it. This is why you came into this world. You have to do this. No, Klal Yisrael, my dear Klal Yisrael, you have to do this. I'll be there for you. Shuva Eli, return to me. Ve'ashuva Eleichem, and then I'll return to you. But you have to take the first step. That's the rule. That's why we're here in this world. We have to take the first step. So Klal Yisrael responds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I accept what you're saying, that I have to take the first step, and yet still you have to take the first step. What does that mean? Shuveinu Elokei Yesheinu. Now think about this. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha is what Hashem will do for us. V'noshuva, and that's what we'll do in response. Shuva Eli, that's what Hashem tells us to do. V'oshuva Eilecha, that's Hashem's response. The pasuk in Tehillim doesn't have two. It only has one. Shuveinu Elokei Yesheinu. Why does it only have one? You know why? Because it's happening together. Because Shuveinu doesn't just mean bring us back. It means bring us back that together we're coming back. Us includes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. Shuveinu, let us return, Elokei Yesheinu. Meaning, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand. I have to take the initiative. I have to do it. But I don't have the kayach. So I'll get up. And now I need you to quickly grab me and take me through. And we need to do this together. I heard this maisa years ago. Some of you might have heard this from me. Rabbi Radinsky from Muncie once told me that one of the last weeks before Rabbi Yashiv was nifter, he got someone to allow him to sit next to Rabbi Yashiv by Shabbos morning davening, and so he did. You know, he wanted to really watch Rabbi Yashiv and learn from him. So he davened Vasikin. He came already completely davened. And he just sat and watched Rabbi Yashiv daven the end of his life. And he said that he saw an unbelievable thing. He saw that Rabbi Yashiv, every time they said, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah, Rabbi Yashiv had an armchair like this. Every time they said, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah, Rabbi Yashiv went like this. It's a funny minute. You ever heard a minute like that? It's a very funny minute. So he was going crazy, trying to figure out what's going on. He asked Rabbi Yashiv's son. Finally, Rabbi Yashiv's son told him, ask the Rav. So he asked Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv said, you know, I'm very, very old, and I can't get up to say, I mean, Yeshua, I can't stand up. He said, I may be putter from standing for Kaddish, but I'm not putter from trying. So he said, till the end of his life, every single Omen Yeshua Rabbah, he tried to see if he could stand up. You imagine? That's what we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shuven, you have to do, we can't stand up, we can't. But we could do this. We could try. We could do something. We could make the effort. We could put the first step out. We could pischuli pesach kichudei shomachat. We could try to open a little opening. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be va'ani eftach lochem kepischa shalulam. And that's why it says, Shuveinu Eleke Yeshenu. Okay, I thought this was a wonderful pshat, but I wasn't confident that I had the right pshat. Until I found the Yalkut on that pasuk. And the Yalkut describes a conversation that the Bnei Koyrach have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yalkut says, Omru Bnei Koyrach, they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Mosai Ata Omer Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim, until when are you going to tell Klal Yisrael they have to do tshuva, that they have to do tshuva? Klal Yisrael are telling you that you should do tshuva. Shuva Hashem Ad Mosai. So the Bnei Koyrach are like discussing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you keep telling them to do tshuva, but they're asking you to do tshuva. Sound familiar, Max? And then you say no, not Shuva Hashem, Shuva Yisrael. So says the Bnei Koyrach on this pasuk, Shuvenu Elekei Yishenu. Listen to these words: Loi ata toshuv leatzmecha. You won't do the tshuva yourself. V'loi anu leatzmenu, and not us ourselves. Elo shneinu keechad Shuvenu Elekei Yishenu. So on the pasuk of Shuvenu Elekei Yishenu, the Medrash says that it means Shneinu Ke'echad. Max, you hear what we just did to the Medrash? The Klal Yisrael is saying, both are true. Both are true. Of course we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it, but we need to take that first step. And that's what it means, HaShivenu Hashem Elecha V'no Shuva. That's the end of the Medrash. It doesn't mean, we don't mean Hashem should do the work for us. We mean, yeah, we're going to do this, but we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pick us up. And that's what Elul is about. You know what I noticed? And this you're going to want to add. What I noticed is that this month is the month of Elul. It's not the month of Delul. Did you realize that? It's the month of Elul. It's not the month of Delul. You don't know what I mean? Elul is Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. But there's another pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Doidi Li V'Ani Loi. This is not the month of Delil, of Doidi Li V'Ani Loi, that Hashem comes first. It's the month of Elul. But the truth is that in Shir HaShirim there are two psukim. One says that we make the first move, and the other one says Hashem makes the first move. What's the answer? Shuvenu Elekei Yishenu. Both are true. And that's our chizuk going into Elul. Our chizuk is, I don't have to know that I could do this. I don't have to have all the kayach. I don't have to have all the answers. I have to go like this. I have to try. I have to put my best foot forward. First, ani l'doidi. That's why it's Elul, because it's first. Even the slichas that we say, us Ashkenazim, that only say like one slichas, you know, the amazing thing. I told some of the guys, the amazing thing. I was talking to Rabbi Elbaz on the phone before this man, and he told me, and we were talking about the fact that the Sfaradim started slichas already. So he told me, the godless of the Sfaradim is not that they say slichas for the whole month of Elul. The godless of the Sfaradim is that they say slichas for the whole month of Elul and they love it. And I checked with a few Sfaradim and they were like, yeah. One guy told me, maybe he's here, one guy told me I wait the whole year for it. Any Ashkenazim that feel the same way? It's a pretty amazing thing. But anyway, in the first slichas that we say on Matzah Shabbos, we say on Matzah Shabbos, B'moitzoy menucha, kidam nucha tchila. We came first. You're going to be here in Rosh Hashanah. We're taking the first step. Rabbi Yisai, Elul is a very, very, very powerful time. But do me a favor, okay? I want to make a little macha, okay? I know the Mashgiach mentioned that on Shal Shudis. I'm sure others are going to mention it as well. I know that we were taught when we were young that Elul is a terrifying month. Right? We were taught that. They used to faint when they said Elul. Elul! Right? Right? That is an unbelievable madrega. And it's a wonderful thing. It is, I'm taking achrayas for this, okay? This is not for us. That's not our approach to Elul. It's what leads people to come into my office and privately tell me, I hate Elul. Which not one guy told me, not two guys told me. I've had dozens of guys tell that to me. Because it's stress, and it's fear, and it's anxiety, and we have enough stress, fear, and anxiety without it. That's not where we come in our avodah. We take it very seriously. But Elul is in Shulchan Aruch. Elul, it doesn't say that you should have pachad from Elul in Shulchan Aruch. That's not what it says. Read the first seif in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Chaydash Elul. It says that Elul is Yemei Ratzon. Elul are days that the Ribbono Shel Olam is standing like this, waiting to hug us. All we have to do is step forward and accept the hug. And I don't know about you, but I want that hug. I want to feel taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Elul is. Elul is a special time. They are Yemei Ratzon. It's that moment when you approach your father or your mother and you know they're going to say yes to whatever you ask them. You know those rare times that happens? That's what Elul is. It's Yemei Ratzon. Pshuto Kevashra. It's Yemei Ratzon. That's why the Rosh HaTevis of Elul are not Anila Malki v'Malki Li, my Melech. It's Anila Doidi v'Doidi Li. Why would the Rosh HaTevis of Elul, brought in the Mishnah Berurah, be the Rosh HaTevis of my beloved? If I'm supposed to faint when I hear Elul, can you explain that to me? Now, what the pshat is in those dairies and so on? That's an interesting conversation. That's not my point right now. But am I saying a good raya? Anila Doidi v'Doidi Li. If, does the Mishnah Berurah say Anila Daidi V'Daidi Li among other Rosh HaTevis? So does that mean that there's an Indian of Yedidus, of the Olam HaYedidus on in Elul? The Ribbono Shel Olam is opening his hands like this. We have to just open our hands. We have to come in for the hug. That's what we have to do. That's the Anila Daidi. I'm coming in for the Hashem. I'm here. I'm here. I'm trying. I want. And if we do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pull us in. And it will accomplish a huge amount. And my bracha and tefillah that I want to end with is that every single one of us should find the kayach to ignore all the anxiety and the stress and the yish and the bad memories and the traumatic rabbeim and all of that. And just be able to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me. And he wants me to come close to him, not to punish me, not to hurt me, not to intimidate me. He wants me to come close to him because he wants to love me. There's Yiras Hashem. On Rosh Hashanah, we'll talk about Malchus, Eima, Yira. There is such a thing. We don't ignore it. But Elul is, I am stepping up my Avodas Hashem. I'm stepping up my Hasmada. I'm stepping up my Tefillah, not out of fear, but out of a sense of I want to be close to him. I just want to, have you ever spoken to someone or schmoozed with someone or met someone that you had some excuse to schmooze with, but you just prolonged the conversation because you just liked or felt good talking to that person? Isn't that right? It's just like, okay, yeah, and you heard I'm going to land. It's like random, like because you want the person to respond and answer, you know? That's us with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We just want to keep talking to him. We just want to remain close to him. We want to connect with him. Ani l'daydi, v'daydi li. Yashar koyach.